So last year I had vertigo for about 3 months. I didn't know what was wrong at first. I took a lot of neurological tests. It was really unpleasant. It was just awful. And at one point, he told me that I could never be an acrobat, and I laughed. And he's like, "No, I'm serious. You can't be an acrobat or an airline pilot or an astronaut." And I stopped him, and it was because I felt that he was doing an exterior of things that I could never do in my life. So this is about that. This poem's called Balance. It's for Katie. University of Washington Neurology Clinic, Friday, May 28th, 2010, 7:30 a.m. 1. CAT scans having ruined Ella Fitzgerald for me. There's nothing I won't let them do to me. Each test, "Can you do this? When I do that, what happens here?" And I tell them, "If you remove your left arm from my right, I lean this way. The horizon tilting like a sail in the northwest corner of Turner Seascape. If you jump up and down, the goal to enforce hyperventilation, does the dizziness get worse or better?" And nothing makes it better, but now a dizziness I'm used to, one that I can pinpoint, can say, "When you do this, it hurts me here. I was good with that." They tell me it's all in the ear, everything connected in the ear, and the way things move through it, affecting how we position, posture, pull ourselves against the armature of the afternoon. And we want one side to pull to the other side, and balance up in time and pressure. 2. Synonymousness is not equivalence. Balance is not, if you hold my arm, it is good enough. No different from my own, as if nothing were ghosted at a distance from my field of vision. There's a colon and a lot of talk about equivalence. The mind thinks it's saving time by making abstractions, but the heart feels it is not. If you've ever waited outside of a library, then you know what I'm talking about. If you've ever waited outside of a public notary, you know what I'm talking about. They try to balance what they mean. Labyrinthitis means you can't walk. Negative to mean positive to mean you're not dying. If you've ever waited outside of a liquor store, you know what I'm talking about. What? Oh, sure. 3. I'm not going to do that thing where I say pride of lines or visit a label with murder of crows or something more surprising like the flamboyance of flamingos, sad like the murmuration of starlings, because over will work just fine when or won't do. If you ever wait outside of a neurology clinic by yourself, then you know. The way the image stands in front of you, drifting from a fixed point you can't define, you know, right? The ways in which something gentle like the space shuttle being courted home through the air after landing on the giant back of the 747 is just beautiful. The way people are, sexual in a movement that feels like voyeurism, like a private human violation. I will enact the entirety of the poem by reading it. Say Queensbridge. Say it. Synonymousness is not equivalence, and you can't spell synonymousness without nows, without some, and you and us, without yes, not every damn walk home or stray cloud or arbitrary falling leaf needs to go for it, but unable to walk, they do. Not every poem needs to change the world, but each needs to change your relationship to it. Balance a myth, but not the attempt. Translation, not frivolous. The bug in Kafka's Native German is not as good as the insect we make it in English. And so, as Gregor Samsa awoke one morning from uneasy dreams, he found himself transformed in his bed into a gigantic insect. And so we won, briefly, brush against me, right, anything, forever.